This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The battle for control of Afghanistan is focused on the cities of Kunduz in the north and Kandahar in the south, with Taliban forces holding out against U.S. bombing attacks and ground assaults by opposition forces. A contingent of British troops arrived today at an airfield near Kabul, which just a few days ago was under Taliban control. Their mission is to prepare the base for humanitarian operations in those parts of Afghanistan seized over the past week by the Northern Alliance. Just east of Kabul lies the city of Jalalabad, which the Taliban also abandoned earlier in the week. Some confusion about who controls the city. NPR's Eric Weiner is in Jalalabad. So who's in charge there?
That's a very good question, Bob. It's certainly not the Taliban. They left on Wednesday in quite a big hurry, according to people who live here. They say the Taliban packed up and got out of town in about 20 minutes' time. There was then a window of time, I guess between 12 and 24 hours, when really nobody was in charge of this city. Not only had the Taliban left, but Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network, which was quite active in this area. There were some 2,000 to 3,000, mainly Arabs, who were fighting with bin Laden. They also have left and sort of slipped into the woodwork. This vacuum has been filled by really a hodgepodge of former Mujahideen fighters. These are people who fought against the Soviets. They've picked up their weapons again. They're manning the checkposts. They're manning the main government buildings here. They are ostensibly in charge, although I should add that there are quite a number of people here who are very wary about these Mujahideen factions. They do not have a very good track record when it comes to keeping the peace in Afghanistan.
What did you see on your way to Jalalabad from Pakistan?
Well, first of all, Bob, I saw a border crossing that was surprisingly active. A lot of people coming into Afghanistan. People are now coming back into Afghanistan either to do business or refugees returning. The road from the border to Jalalabad, that's about a two-hour drive, was mostly peaceful and quiet. A few checkpoints on the way, no signs of any trouble. And here in Jalalabad itself, I have to say this feels very much like a city that's been liberated. A lot of people are relieved the Taliban have left, although this is tinged with a little bit of concern, or more than a little bit of concern, about the future of this country, given, as I said, the track record of the Mujahideen, who are now in charge in Jalalabad.
Aside from that, what's the significance of the fall of Jalalabad?
Well, it's an important city. This is the biggest city in eastern Afghanistan. It's sort of at a crossroads between Kabul and Kandahar in the south. And this is also really the gateway to Pakistan. And whoever controls this city tends to control the border into Pakistan, and that's obviously very important. Right now, it's controlled by this group of former Mujahideen who don't necessarily have a lot in common other than the fact that they fought together against the Soviets. What is significant about them is that they are neither Taliban nor do they belong to the Northern Alliance. This is kind of a third force, mainly Pashtuns, the largest ethnic group here. So if they can basically get their act together and stop fighting amongst themselves, they possibly could hold the key to forging some sort of peaceful arrangement in Afghanistan.
There's still airstrikes around Jalalabad?
Not in Jalalabad itself. Some reports of some strikes last night south of here. The city is perfectly intact. You would never know that there was a bombing campaign here at all.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Jalalabad, Afghanistan.